President Bush says he was taken aback by the harshness of the alleged U.S. threat, which he says he first heard about in the morning's newspaper.
I don't know of any conversation that was reported in the newspaper like that. I just don't know about it.
In an interview to be aired Sunday on the U.S. television network CBS, President Musharraf says then-Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told the Pakistani intelligence chief that the United States would bomb his country back to the Stone Age if it did not join the fight against the Taliban. President Musharraf says it was a very rude remark. Armitage says he was not authorized to make such a threat. Asked about it following White House talks with President Bush, President Musharraf said he could not discuss the issue because it's part of his new book.
I'm launching my book on the 25th, and I'm honor-bound to Simon & Schuster not to comment on the book before that date.
In other words, buy the book is what he's saying.
White House spokesman Tony Snow says the Bush administration did make clear to Pakistan that it had a choice to make following the September 11th terrorist attacks, but it is not U.S. policy to issue bombing threats. During their talks, President Bush and President Musharraf discussed relations with India, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and Pakistan's deal with tribal leaders in its remote border region with Afghanistan. President Musharraf says tribal leaders have agreed to prevent Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters from operating in the area where the central government has little control. That agreement has raised concerns among some U.S. lawmakers that it gives Taliban fighters greater freedom to operate in the area. President Musharraf says that's not so.
This treaty is not to deal with the Taliban. It is actually to fight the Taliban. The misperceptions in the media, I did clarify to the president.
President Musharraf says the agreement is part of his holistic approach to fighting terrorism in tribal areas by using political, military, and administrative resources. He's also called on Afghanistan to do more to fight terrorism on its side of the border. President Bush meets with Afghan President Hamid Karzai at the White House next Tuesday, then brings both President Karzai and President Musharraf together for a working dinner on Wednesday. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.